This is Crayons Count, a 5-minute feature on the work of the popular initiative to support the early childhood sector. On today's program, early childhood consultant with the Crayons Count Learning Lorry, Shani Grace Robinson, gives us some insight into how the Learning Lorry has been helping to support teaching and learning. Stay tuned. It's one thing to provide children with learning tools, but it's another thing entirely to ensure the tools are put to good use and the children are benefiting. To make sure this happens, the Crayons Count Learning Lorry stops at basic and infant schools across the island. For those who don't know, the lorry is a big classroom on wheels, designed to look like a fun playhouse. The lorry's reputation often precedes it, and a large enough space, such as a churchyard, has to be found to accommodate both it and the number of teachers and students seizing the opportunity to play and learn. Once it pulls up, the action begins. Kids are brought in and allowed to interact with all 13 of the fun learning aids provided through the Crayons Count initiative. They paint, mold Play-Doh, color, draw, and so much more, learning cleverly disguised as play.
So we have a specialist who goes through a lesson plan using our materials with the children. The teachers observe and then they ask questions and get involved.
Conceptualizer of the Crayons Count Initiative, Diaco Morrison. All the topics explored in the Learning Lorry are taken from the Early Childhood Commission's prescribed curriculum and correspond with the topics set for each term. Early childhood consultant with the Crayons Count Learning Lorry, Shani Grace Robinson, gives some insight into how the learning sessions with the children are conducted.
I would now use one of the tools, for example, the colored blocks. These are now placed in front of the children, and I really don't tell the children how to use them. But I would, for example, say to them, let's spell the word Africa, because people from Africa is one of the sub-themes in the early childhood curriculum. And the children would now use the colored blocks and just spell each letter, like placing the blocks in a way to form the letter A, F, R, I, C, A, allowing them to use their own initiative and creativity.
If you're thinking the students are the only ones benefiting from the Learning Lorry, think again. In many cases, teachers are more excited to see the lorry than the students because it means fun, interactive teacher training sessions. The sessions accommodate as many as 12 teachers at a time, coming from basic schools close to the location selected to host the lorry.
One particular example came from the topic land transportation, and I gave a teacher a puppet to use, and I said, how would you help the child to compare a puppet to, say, the front of a car, or use the puppet to talk about a car? And the teacher was able to see that the eyes of the horse would be the light on the front of the car. The feel of the puppets would be like, for example, the seats. And perhaps the mouth would be where the engine would be. Just to see the smiles on the teacher's faces, the sense of satisfaction, the fulfillment that they had whenever they came to the session. It is refreshing for me to find a teacher look at me in the face and say, Miss, I never saw things the way that you shared it.
Early childhood consultant with the Crayons Count Learning Lorry, Shani Grace Robinson. 1,139 teachers have been trained so far, and hundreds of children have benefited. If your school hasn't benefited yet, don't worry. If CEO of National Baking Company, chief sponsor of the Crayons Count initiative, Butch Hendrickson, has his way, the initiative won't be going anywhere anytime soon.
The company has stood behind it now to the tune of $150, $160 million. And it will continue. It is something that not only I am committed to, but my staff is committed to.
If you like what you've heard so far and want to get your school involved in Crayons Count, call 970-4108. That's it for this week's edition of Crayons Count. Thanks for staying tuned. Join us again next week when we get into detail about the benefits of the learning tools provided in the Crayons Count learning kits. Until then, I am Vaughn Davis. See you next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.